In our previous show, we began a discussion of the halacha of kol kavur k'mechza mechza dami, and the halacha of kol deparish meruba parish, which these halachas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Yisimin Kof Yud Sif Gimel. So to review some of these concepts, as we said in the previous year, midaraisa, we always go basar roif, as the Torah teaches us, acharabim lahatas. But as we also explained in our previous year, quoting Tosfos Masechet Chulin, in explaining this concept, that's only in a situation where the Isser is not kavua, noticeably identifiable. But if the Isser is noticeably identifiable, the example that we keep on using, the non-kosher butcher shops versus the kosher butcher shops, the halacha is, even though there are more non-kosher butcher shops and one non-kosher butcher shop, but since that non-kosher butcher shop is noticeable, we say, kol kavur k'mechza mechza dami, and here we don't follow roiv, and the Rishonim teach us that this halacha of kavur is a din midaraisa, and as we gave examples in our previous shiur, we rely on this concept both for kula and l'chumra. And the source for this halacha is from the pasuk that it says when somebody threw a stone in a group of people, and the pasuk says, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes Amin Aleph teaches us, V'arav loy v'kama lov, says the Gemara, Prat L'zarek Evan Chaburus Anoshim, if he threw a stone on top of a group of people, you're potter. Even though in that group, the nine Yisraelim are only one Akum, since the Akum is Kavua, the halacha becomes Kol Kavua K'mechza Mechza, a potter. So we see that this concept is used Lakula. And the Achroinim ask that how can we learn from there? There is a question of Dina Nefashis, Safa Nefashis Lahakal. Here we're talking about Issa V'Heter. So the Achroinim say that even if we won't find another source Midaraisa, the concept of Kol Kvuka Amechza Amechza Dami is a Svara, and since it's a Svara, we can rely on it. It's such a strong Svara, we can rely on it on the Svara. So the example we keep on using is if you have 9, if you have 10 butcher shops, 9 sell kosher and 1 sells non-kosher meat, and you went to one of those butcher shops and you don't know from which one you bought, so roiv should tell you to be mako. The halacha is, since the non-kosher butcher shop is kavua, mechza mechza dami, and kavua mechza mechza dami is its also. Not only do we say this concept when you knew that there's the non-kosher butcher shop amongst the kosher butcher shops, but even in a situation when you bought the meat, you didn't know that this store or one of the stores sells non-kosher meat. And then only afterwards you discovered that one of these butcher shops is non-kosher. Still, that doesn't change the concept that we're working with of kol kavur k'mechza mechza gami. Since you bought it from a butcher shop which was kavua, you can't say this svara. The shach here in Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Katan Yudalid, brings down that this is actually a question, and it's a machloikis, ra'ah and ra'an. The Ra'ah says that we have to be machmer. The Ran says that this whole concept of Kol Kavua is a Chiddush, maybe especially based on what we said before, that it's only based on a Svara. Vein by El Chidusha, and the Chiddush was only said when you knew that there's a non-kosher butcher shop. But if you didn't know there's a non-kosher butcher shop, we don't say Kavua. What happens if you'll never know which is the store that has the non-kosher? To give an example, all 10 butcher shops are kosher certified butcher shops. But the slaughterhouse sold non-kosher meat that day by mistake. And we don't know to which of these 10 butcher shops got the non-kosher meat. So the Poskim say that even in such a situation that we should be machmer, there are Poskim, and therefore Hefsed Meruba, the Poskim are makel, because as we keep on saying, that the basis of the Svara of Kavua is that it's nicker, that it's noticeable, it's identifiable. Here, the non-kosher butcher shop is not identifiable. What about if 9 butcher shops sell kosher meat? One sells meat that we don't know its halachic status, if it's kosher or non-kosher. So here, there are many places that are more lenient. Because again, the basis of Kol Kavua, as Tosfos taught us, is the fact that it's nicker. And the fact that it's nicker, it is makes it usher. There is an interesting question that the Prima Godem discusses. What happens if you bought something from a store? And when you bought it, it had a cheskes heter. And now there's a shaila. What would be a good example? You bought a product in a store before Pesach, and you don't know if it was kosher Pesach or not. When you bought it, there was no shaila visa. A product before Pesach, chametz before Pesach, is mutter. Now, when Pesach arrives, and Chametz on Pesach, of course, is Asur, it was already Parish. It already was separated from the store. In such a case, the Prima Godem has a question, what to do. Do we say, since you bought it, there was no Shaila? The Shaila only was Noilad, only was created after it was Pirish. So the Masham and the Shas Mechuvas Masham, Chayla Gimel Simon Tzadik David, says we could be Mekel. Another example. The Har Tzvi discusses a Shaila in the Shas Mechuvas Har Tzvi Yoruday Simon Tzadik Tes. Someone had in his freezer a number of packages of Parva margarine, and one package of milk and margarine. And a woman took out a package from the freezer without paying attention if it was the parva margarine or the dairy margarine. And then she fried meat on it. And then she threw out the label. She threw out the packaging. And now she doesn't know, did she use parva margarine or milk margarine? So, he says that when was the Shaila Noilud? Now we have a Shaila. Do we have a situation, a Basa B'chalav in front of us? But when the margarine was taken out of the Mokum Kavua, there's nothing wrong with dairy margarine. And therefore, he says, the Shaila was only Noilud after it was Pirish. And therefore, we could apply here the concept of Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish, and since most of the packages of margarine here were Parav, we could be Mekel. The Shas of Tshuva Space Shloima in Yoredei Chel Gimel Simon Lamed Gimel Oist Gimel brings that somebody asked him this question, wanted to say this svara, and he uses a very sharp expression. He says, Torah Chadoshihu, what you're saying is a new Torah. Since when you took it from Makom Kavua, and Alok is called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami, and it doesn't change when the Shaila was noiled, and therefore he's Machma. And so too is the opinion, it seems, of the other Achroinim that are quoted here by the Darkei Tshuva.